ويسوءه فوت ما لم يكن ليدركه. He regrets and laments something which he couldn't secure, which wasn't destined or meant to come his way at all. Foolish indeed, he laments this. I couldn't do this deal. I couldn't buy this shop. I couldn't venture into this option. Then he goes on to say, oh, Ibn Abbas, don't follow the foolish trend of the average man. وَلْيَكُنْ سُرُورُكَ عَلَى مَا نِلْتَ مِنْ أَمْرِ آخِرَتِكَ. Let the pinnacle of joy be for you when you got up and you obeyed Allah. Your spiritual accomplishments should make you happy. وَلْيَكُنْ أَسَفُكَ عَلَى مَا فَاتَكَ مِنْهَا. And let your tear only shed when you disobeyed Allah. This world is too insignificant for you to cry over it. وَلْيَكُنْ أَسَفُكَ عَلَى مَا فَاتَكَ مِنْهَا. In fact, and then he goes on to say, وَمَا نِلْتَ مِنْ أَمْرِ دُنْيَاكَ فَلَا تَكُنْ بِهِ فَرِحًا. If you accomplish something of this world, don't rejoice, don't become obsessed, don't make it the end. We've seen the revolution that the world is taking and going into. Look at the political climate across the globe. New developments are happening by the moments. Things that were inconceivable in the political arena globally have become realities. These are things that are changing and evolving, and they have nothing to do with my vote or your vote. This is the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَلْيَكُنْ أَسَفُكَ عَلَى مَا فَاتَكَ مِنْهَا. And let your sadness be over what you lost when it came to Akhirah. In fact, I came across a quotation and it makes my hair stand. Someone said, صَبْرُكَ فِي مُصِيبَتِكَ خَيْرٌ مِّن جَزْعِكَ وَجَزْعُكَ فِي مُصِيبَةِ أَخِيكَ خَيْرٌ مِّن صَبْرِكَ. It is better for you to be silent on your pain and your difficulty and your adversity than to moan, groan or react. And it is better for you to react on the pain of your brother than to be silent. Now let's analyze our lives. We can't stop moaning and groaning on our petty issues. When my Nabi's blessed finger was injured in the battle, for Sahaba, that injury meant more than their lives, because that was the finger that split the moon. But my Nabi said, وَهَلْ أَنْتِ إِلَّا إِصْبَعٌ دَمِيتِ وَفِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ مَا لَقِيتِ. Leave my finger alone. Look at the bigger picture of the Ummah. It's but a finger. I ask you, my brother, is the finger of Muhammad but a finger? صَبْرُكَ فِي مُصِيبَتِكَ خَيْرٌ مِّن جَزْعِكَ. We moan and groan on our petty issues, and we silent on the atrocities that are meted out against the Muslims globally. Umar ibn Khattab radiyallahu anhu wa arda said, لو هلكت شاة في أقصى العراق لعددت نفسي لها مسؤولا. Leave the humans that die by the minute in Iraq. Umar ibn Khattab said, one sheep that dies in the most remote land of Iraq, I consider myself responsible, answerable and accountable. So that's my opening comment. Allah inspire me with it and Allah inspire you with it. I want to speak on two issues. I hope I'm allowed the time. Whatever within my time framework, I hope I can encompass it. The first is, as humans, every one of us aspire for respect and recognition. This is inherent in us, and in particular the youth. If a youngster is respected by his friends, saluted by his colleagues, and he is greeted by his companions, then he feels privileged. If he walks into a club and they stand up, then I'm the person, I feel cool about it. And let a girl praise him and he's consumed. He's inflated. That's the reality of it. I said this before and I say it again. My wife says this to me on a lighter note. She says the woman phoned and she said she enjoyed the lecture. She likes the lecture, not you. Just keep a distinction. She enjoyed the bayan, not you. Well, I don't have any objection to that. Be it as it may, this is the general notion. The general notion. Every man is searching for respect. In fact, I often say the world has become so desperate for recognition that people are excelling in evil to come on record. So the longest nails in the world and the fattest man in the world and the longest mustache, and people are going on hunger strikes just so that they hit some record book that humanity knows I exist on one remote island. Please, you know, this is my name, this is where I live, this is when I was born. You know, once when I was in America, in California, they took us to the famous Alcatraz. So we went in, we had some time. One of the former inmates of Alcatraz was there, and he was marketing his book and saying his tale. Anyway, I sat down with him, I had a look at the whole Alcatraz, and you know, we all read about it. And then there was a documentary that was presented there, and there was a booklet that was given out. And this was thought-provoking, and it intrigued me. There was one of the inmates there who had served the longest period in Alcatraz, longer than those who gain fame. And he said that I will become famous on my death. The documentary was presented when we were there at Alcatraz. And he lived in this hope that my death will give me fame. This was his hope. He stayed the longest, but he didn't hit any newspaper. He didn't hit the front page. He didn't make any bulletin. But on the hope that the day I die, people will say the longest inmate of Alcatraz died. Only to know his death coincided with the assassination of Kennedy, which dominated the news. Imagine living your whole life to become famous the day I die, and then a president is assassinated on that same day, and then obviously it just overshadows your stay. I said, Ya Allah, what length people are going to latch onto recognition. Now, today we are exposed to a very fake, generic, and artificial flavor of respect, like everything else is fake. Be careful, see the original, buy a genuine copy. Be careful of fraudulent copies. And we hear about it constantly. In the very same way, there is a fraudulent, there is a generic, there is an artificial reflection of respect. And unfortunately, the average eye fails to differentiate between the original and the fake. And they are duped into believe this is the original. And what is it? It's the words of Muhammad ibn Abdullah alayhi salatu min Allahi wa taslimat wa ukrima ar-rajulu makhafata sharrih.